All right, we are back. Hour number two is upon us. Let me get both of our guests up here really quick so I don't screw this up. Ben Valenta joining us and Dave Sikoriak. Ben, welcome. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having us.
You bet. And Dave, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you for having us.
All right, so you guys have come out with a book. Ben, I'll start with you. Fans Have More Friends. And Ben, you've been all around the world, especially in countries where their life expectancy is a lot higher, so you've learned a few things.
I have. And what we've learned in regards to fandom is that because fans enjoy the benefits of their fandom, in other words, they tap into this engine of connection that is fandom, they reap a lot of benefits. And one of those things is an increased life expectancy. They're obviously less lonely. They're happier. They report higher levels of confidence. They report higher levels of optimism and gratitude and life satisfaction. They're more trusting of others. And there's just a litany of benefits that that fans enjoy because of the connection, and the social connection specifically, that fandom inspires.
Okay, so Dave, everything Ben just said a moment ago, what you're telling me is you don't necessarily have to play sports to live longer, just be a fan.
Just be a fan, and the core reason why is being a fan means you are sharing it with somebody else. You could experience it by yourself, and it's possible you're locked in your basement and you're watching the Broncos, and that's all you do. Yeah. But in reality, you're texting somebody about the
you
game.
Are.
You're going.
That's right.
In a fantasy league.
That's
oh
right.
I lost on the over, or Russell Wilson killed me in my fantasy league. Those, and I say that as I, you know, you could channel whatever, because every fan has a story.
Right.
And all we're doing is we're just talking and connecting. And that's what it's about. Yeah. And, like, talking and connecting is good for you.
Yeah.
And so what we in early days of our research here, saw this narrative play out as you spend, I used to work for Madison Square Garden, and the Knicks, have a, nice, interesting history to them. And, like, why would you continue paying for season tickets? Well, you continue paying for season tickets, not because of the team, but because you have the social infrastructure.
The experience.
And that is it. That's important. So what we're advocating for is if you're a fan, lean into it. It's good for you, it's good for others, and good for society because of all this social connection that happens around it.
Ben, everything you guys are saying, by the way, my son who joins us not long after you guys leave, we do a little sports segment every week, so this is a perfect tie-in to what we do on a weekly basis, and he and I both together have said here for many years now, it's the number one reason I feel, Ben, and I want to get you guys a feeling on this as well, but Ben, politics and sports should not go together. They should not mix. They need to stay as far apart from one another as possible because it ought to be the crossover where everybody can get together and at least agree on one thing, even if you don't agree on everything else.
Well, I think that's generally right. I mean, I would say they don't. Sports is that safe space,
right,
where we can intersect with other people and not engage in these other things. And it's like when you're conducting small talk with somebody. I have some young kids myself, and I talk to the dads at the pickup line. We're talking about the weather, and they're talking about sports,
right?
And it's just
right.
Easy. It's an easy facilitator of connection. It greases the skids of those interactions. It lubricates these conversations. And we reap those benefits. Those interactions are actually meaningful to us.
Agreed.
And so we're advocates for more fandom, more sports. Lean into this idea. It's a thing you're already doing. Like what you're talking about, your son, is incredibly powerful. Once you're conscious of the fact that it's so powerful, once you're conscious of the positive impact that it has on your life, on your son's life, then you can sort of realize what's going on, and then use it as a tool to improve your life.
Dave, there's a lot of folks listening that are saying, yeah, I think these guys are right. And there's probably some folks listening thinking, oh, geez, I don't watch sports. I don't even like sports. So I guess a question for you, Dave, is if you're somebody that doesn't necessarily like them, but you're listening to us thinking, well, I want to extend my life, and I do like that camaraderie you guys are talking about, and I would like to have something other than maybe other things I have going on in my life, how do they get started? Maybe they know nothing about sports whatsoever. How do they get started, Dave?
You know what? Ask a fan what they think about something.
Okay. Right?
You ask. It's having ways into conversation, right? And sometimes these small steps can go a long way. So whether it's just you work with somebody, they're a Broncos fan. Well, how did the Broncos do yesterday? And anybody who's a sports fan who has an opinion about things, don't talk forever.
That's right.
Don't talk to your ear. And then so what you have is like, and so, you know, again, social relationships are a little bit more complicated than I'm making it out. Like there's always things that weave in. But on a very like, practical matter, what do you think of Russell Wilson? How's he doing?
Right.
And then before you know it, hey, we're doing a barbecue this weekend. Why don't you come by? And there you have some friends and you could participate in it. And, you know, sometimes we in the sports world, we fans hold other people like that are lesser fans, so to speak. I even dislike using that language. To such a high, we set a high bar, but it really doesn't matter because at the end of the day, if the conversation isn't about Russell Wilson, the conversation then leads to, oh, how old are your kids? And
yeah.
Where do they go to school?
Great point.
And what's the, and all those factors. That's what, it is just a disguise for those conversations.
Great point.
So,
great
yeah,
point.
You might have to like, tune into a game you don't really care about. But eventually you start caring because, you know, the guy at the office who's a big Broncos fan, you're actually, you like him. Because now you've had a few conversations, and you'll follow the Broncos just so you can say.
There you go.
Say, at the office, oh, did you see that play?
Yeah, great point. Great point. Ben, the other thing I also know is we do now live in a day and age. At one point in time, let's face it, there was really about three sports, at least for us in America, there was about three sports, maybe four, that you could actually watch on any given weekend. That would be football, baseball, basketball, and golf. Let's face it. When I was a kid growing up, it was one of those four. Yeah, auto racing, which I'm a big fan of. That was kind of another realm. But really, those other four were the big ones. Today, Ben, there's just about everything out there, including watching cornhole if you want to. So really, I guess just pick your poison, right?
Absolutely. I mean, all of these things tend to work the same way. And fans really, they engage not with specific sports in general. They tend to engage with this whole kind of spectrum of games that are out there. And so I think that's the right way to think about fandom. I mean, the Broncos, I'm from Denver, the Bronco fans you have in your life, you know, they're also paying attention to the Nuggets and the Avalanche.
That's right.
And doing all that sort of thing. You know, they're watching the Buffs lose.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
know,
yes, you're correct.
The Avs win, the Buffs lose. I mean, they're engaging with this whole spectrum of sports.
Yeah.
And it's not just the teams. I think that's the other sort of misconception we have about fans is that they just engage with these teams. When in fact, you know, most of those hardcore Bronco fans out there are also, you know, following the NFL in general, right?
Yep.
And they
yep.
have a couple fantasy teams.
Yep.
And they like to lay the occasional bet on the NFL. Like, all that stuff is this sort of fan activity. And it's like this rich tapestry of stuff that we can just tap into, that we're already tapping into, that's available to us to increase our sense of belonging in the world.
Dave, the stats show, and it's right in front of me, women, 57% of women, or 59% of women feel lonelier than ever. This is a way to not have that. Dave, where do they buy the book?
Anywhere you get your books is available. It's on pre-order now, November 15th. It comes out.
Awesome. Guys, it's been a joy having both of you. Dave, I'll let you go first. I appreciate you joining us very much. Thanks for your time, sir.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Ben, likewise. Appreciate it very much. And you know, I didn't ask Dave, but who is the brainchild here? You are Dave.
Oh, this is a share. We share one brain at this
okay.
point. So,
okay.
We both deserve equal credit.
All right.
And I just have to say, go Broncos.
Hey, well, thank you, Ben. Appreciate it. No, appreciate it very much. Ben Valenta, thanks so much, sir. Appreciate it. And, guys, we're going to talk to my son Richard at the bottom of the hour. And, yeah, for a lot of you, and we've talked about this over and over again, sports should be and is supposed to be that neutral place where no matter what the person next to you thinks, politically speaking, or anything else for that matter, religiously, whatever, doesn't matter. Sports was that commonality that brought everybody together. We've lost some of that, and hopefully we can bring some of that back, and I hope that books like this, because honestly, I don't know where these two guys stand. Politically speaking, don't care. That's not what the interview was about. The interview was about their book, Fans Have More Friends. That's the name of the book. So, watching sports can save your life. This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.